for Rabbi Yishmael sub like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yishmael also was like Rabbi Kiva. What does that mean? We had the laws of sub like Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Leza holds taka like Rabbi Yishmael, the yom that he holds, kusim geire aroya sein. You should know these kusim, this nation, when they were first Mizgayer, they did it because of fear of lions, which means to say they're not really gerim, they're still goyim. And this is the machlokes right now. When the kusim were Megayer, was completely because they were afraid of the lions, that means stand because of fear they wanted to become a Jew, but not really to be a Jew, so therefore that's not called good gerim. And Rashi says, geri aroya sein, vareyen kishar oivdik achovim shenosu b'nais Yisrael. So like a regular goy, they married a benyus b'nais Yisrael, because their geris means nothing. That's what Reb Lezel. Reb Lezel is like Reb Yishmael, the Yomah Kusim Geri Aroya saying. Now Reb Yishmael sov look Reb Akiva. Reb Yishmael also is like Reb Akiva, the Yomah that his sheiter is Oyved Kechovim the Eved Haboa Abbas Yisrael the Locher is Avlad Mamzer. That we hold that a goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's why over there a Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Yeah. Show the Kiva. What?
If he's also
Mamzer? So Rashi says that Rabbi Shmuel Savla Kiva. Kiva. The Yom he holds Chai V'Lavin Hain. That's only regular Chai V'Lavin here. Hilka kusi lo yisa kusis. Why? The tavayu sveka mamzerim hain. The yeshvam, we have to be afraid, b'chol echon mehem, who bore me Yisraelis, hanisit liyad kechavim. Maybe the mother was a regular ben Yisbas Yisrael, that got married to a kusi, that was a guy. Vareyu mamzer, and he's a mamzer. V'zeh bore me kusi v'kusis, me'yelo minam yipcho. Therefore, we have to be afraid a kusi cannot marry a kusis. Because since the first parents, the kusim, were not Geri Emes, they were Geri Aroyis, means they still remain Goyim. So whoever they marry, they have to be afraid. Maybe they marry the Bas Yisrael, and then the kid's a Mamzer. So maybe one's a Mamzer and one's not a Mamzer. Because maybe one case is where the mother was a Kusis, and she became pregnant, and then she gave birth, and then later they were Megayim maybe. So kids will be asked, fake is exactly which one is a Mamzer, which one's not a Mamzer, therefore they cannot intermarry. Mori is the kasha, is this true? Umi Sovolo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Does Rabbi Shmuel hold like Rabbi Kiva that a goy coming on a Bas Yisrael is a Vlad Mamzer? I have Omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Minayin, how do we know? That the Loch Riz, that Loive Kechovim Vyevit, Shobu Al Kahanis, Vyal Halavia, Vyal Bas Yisrael, how do we know that if a goy lives with a Jewish girl, Shepsula, that she becomes psula, she can't marry a kohen, that's all. She's psula to a kuna, that's all. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ubas kohen, ki siya amono grusha, v'zera einla. Say, a bas kohen lives with an amono or grusha. Then she has no children. So, v'dashen, mi she yeshlo yamonas v'gerishin, only when she got married to somebody that has kedushin, that could become an amono, could have gerishin. I mean, there was kedushin first. Yotso goes out, Oy they kechov of a regular goy, the ever never kanani, she ain't loy almonas for Gershon. There's no pash of an almonas. Like when he dies, his wife is not called an almona, because they were never married in the first place. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says, Ubas koyin kisiya, that she goes back, she's mutter to a kuna, that's only she did not live with a goy. But if she lived with a goy, then the maisa, she is possible. And Rashi says, Amono grusha v'shove el beisaviyah. She goes back to her father's house to be like a bas koyin. Only if she was married to a man that there was kedushin with, she yeshlo kedushin who tia in the place to be osim miloshu. Then she doesn't become possible to come back to her father's house like tichumer anymore. But lo yisui she live with a guy that there's no kedushin with a guy. Then she cannot come back to her father's house. Means she's possible to marry a kohen and she's also possible tichumer. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds now. If you're going to tell me now that Savolok Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shmuel even holds like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that says when a guy lives with a guy, with a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a mamzer, if so, Hashta Mamzer Heve, Madach, the kid becomes a mamzer, Misa b'viyasa miboy, like for sure the mother becomes possible with such a via that she's possible to eat truma or she can't get married to a kohen. Pshita! If it goes so far that the vlad is a mamzer, for sure the mother becomes possible. So what do we need a pasuk for? So it's a proof that what the Rabbi Shmuel does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore the Gemara says like this, Ela rather, what's the pshat by Akusi, not to marry Akusis, Ela rather Rabbi Loza, that says that Akusi should not marry Akusis, I tell you, Sovel look Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel's shita. The what's the Omer that says, Kusin Geri Aroyas, that the Kusin when Magaya wanted to become Jews, it was not really B'lev Shalom, they didn't really want to, they were only afraid of the lions like a mushroom. That means that Geris was no good, so they're still really like Goyim. That's where Rebbe Lezer holds, that the Geris is still no good, they're Goyim. But B'savu lo Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Lezer himself holds like Rebbe Kiva, not that Rebbe Shmuel holds like Rebbe Kiva, just Rebbe Lezer holds like both of them. Rebbe Lezer himself also holds like Rebbe Kiva, the other that Rebbe Kiva says, Oybe kechazim v'yevet abu Abbas Yisrael, havlad manzer. Therefore, since Rebbe Lezer holds that these kusim were not good gerim, so we have to be afraid that maybe they lived with the Bas Yisrael, and then the kids were mamzerim and they intermarried, so we have to be afraid maybe one is a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. Therefore, they can't marry kusi, can't marry kusis. Mara says, no, even this is no good. Well, me, Sobel, or Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Kiva? Is it true what you're saying that Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe Kiva? I've Omer, Rebbe Lezer says, Alpha Pisha Nechluku Beishamai Ubeisilu. Even though what is the machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu, Bitsaros, about a Saros Ervo, that the first Mishnah in Yevamah says, that in the case where your brother had two wives, and one of the wives is an Ervo to you, so when your brother dies, just like the Ervo, like Yosef, your brother was married to your wife's sister. So just like your wife's sister doesn't fall to you, Leivim, because she's an Ervo, the other wife also does not fall to Yevam. That's called the Tsaras Erva. That was what Beisilu holds. And Beishami says no. But even though there's a machlokes there between Beishami and Beisilu by Tsaras Erva, but Rebbe Lezer says, Moedim, but both agree, Shein Mamzer, that there's no Mamzer Elim in me, Sheisura Yis Erva, the Yonis Chorus. Only in the case where there isn't Yis Erva involved, and there's a Chiyav Chorus involved. But without a Chiyav Chorus, there's no din of a Mamzer. Since so by living with a Goy, there's no Chiyav Chorus involved. So you see clearly, Rebbe Lezer holds, if a goy lived with a Bas Yisrael, the kid would not be a mamzer. The only time the kid's a mamzer is only if there's a chayv krisus involved. That's not with a goy. So Rebbe Lezer himself holds, if a goy lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid is not a mamzer. Since so, why can't a kusi marry a kusis? So Gemara says, El, or rather, kiyosi, Rav and came, Omer Rebbe Chiya Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, still name Rebbe Yechanan. The Amrilah and some say was Omer Rabbi Abba Bazavda, Omer Rabbi Chanino. The Amrilah and some say was Omer Le Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Lo. The Amrilah some say Omer Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Omer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. That Sholosh Machlokes Bedover. I tell you, there's a three-way Machlokes over here. It's like this: Rabbi Shmuel Sova Kusin Geri Aroyesay. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Kusin Mamish Halacha like Goyim. If so, how come the intermarried then? Who married them? I tell you, the kahanim shenitimovim, not to the pasuk is mashma, kahanim and married akusis, is kahanim psulim hoyu. They were bad kahanim, enechanami, they were psulim, they were bad kahanim that married these kusim. Shenema, the pasuk says, vayasalahem miksoisam, kahane bomois. What does that mean, miksoisam? The yomer rabba barbachon, omer rab yechanon, min hakoitsim shebom, means from the thorns of the nation, means the bad ones. The bad ones, those were the ones that married these kusim. Because really it was also that Allah like a goy. So therefore, this man the Yama holds that they were mamash goyim. How did they intermarry? Because Kahanim, that were psulim, married them. O mishumachi paslinu. That's what the Rabbanan said now, that a kusi cannot marry a kusis. They're apostle, because we don't know the yichus. Maybe they're the goyim. If we had the kiva, so the kiva holds no. Kusim Gera Yemesim. Now the Kivos know when the Kusim are first Megayer, they did it truthfully. They really became Jews. They're called Gera Yemesim. They're real good Jews. So the Kahanim Shinitzmovim, so which Kahanim married them? Hatei Kahanim Ksherim Hoyu. So even Kahanim Ksherim that married them. Shinem the Apostle says, Vyasle Mikseisim Kani Bomas,
And the Yama Rabba Barbachonam Rabbi Yochanan Min HaBechirim Shebom means from the good ones. The good ones of the city married them. So according to this Shabbat, they were Jews, so they were allowed to marry them. Since so, the Elam Mifnei Ma Asurim, how come we are not allowed to marry a Kusi? What's wrong with marrying a Kusi then? If the Yichus were good Yichus, then they came together, a regular Jew. So what's wrong with them? So I tell you the Pshat is, Mifnei Shehoyu Miyavmin Es Arusos. They used to true have a mitzvah, Yibo for Narusa. That means if your brother only had tradition with his wife, but your brother did not live with his wife yet, and then your brother died without children, so they were Mekai Mitzvah Yibum. They used to do Yibum Min Harusas. Only if your brother only had Erisin and not Nisuyin.